100 FM, The Pike, Worcester's Classic Hits. It's coming fast, just a couple of weeks away now from the 13th annual Worcester's Best Chef. And the man who's behind it all is our buddy Dominic. He's here now to tell us that final preparations are underway.
Hey, Bruce.
Last year was an incredible event. Yeah. This year going to be that much better because you've expanded the VIP.
We used to have VIP from 4 to 5, and right now we're doing it from 3 to 5. A little bit more time to relax and meander through 20 great professional chefs.
Yeah. I know you've brought guests from where this morning?
This is Samuel Slater's, a brand new building in Webster, right on Webster Lake at Indian Ranch.
This is Josh, Director of Hospitality. How's everything going for a year and a half?
It's been going great.
You walk inside through some great historical pieces, and then you find yourself in a beautiful room with a grand view of the lake, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's bring in Keith. He's the executive chef. I understand you guys really focused on using as much local in your creation as you can.
Yes, and everything's from scratch, house-made. I kind of steer away from anything pre-processed.
And you're not reinventing the wheel necessarily. When it comes to the Samuel Slater's menu, there are a lot of traditional classics, favorites people love, but you just kind of put a new twist into them, right?
Yeah, like one thing that I brought for you guys to try today is our Sloppy Joe. It's one of our biggest sellers. It's slow-roasted prime rib or house-made barbecue sauce on a brioche bun.
Wow.
And we top it off with horseradish cream sauce. That's one of the biggest sellers there. It's food that you kind of can get dirty with eating it.
You know, if you can't get dirty eating a Sloppy Joe, you can't do it with anything.
That's right.
Well, now, Josh, I know that Samuel Slater was involved last year in Worcester's Best Chef, so this is your second time. How intense is that competition?
That's more of a question for our chef, because then he walks by my office and I stare at him and I'm like, are you ready for the 26th yet? Are you ready?
But the competition is on the 26th of January. If people would like to become a part of the event or try to get into the VIP before they sell out, which they usually do.
They usually do. You got to go to Worcester's, no apostrophe, just Worcester'sBestChef.com. Google it, check it out. And we don't like to sell tickets at the door just because we don't want people to be shoulder to shoulder throughout the night. We want there to be some breathing room, some walking around room. So we limit our ticket sales to make it more enjoyable for all our guests.
Gentlemen and Dominic, I don't know why I didn't include you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for coming to join us, and good luck to you guys on the competition.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.